This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is not about President Trump. This is about Russia versus the United States, in my view.
Yeah, so we're talking about, once again, Russia, Russia, Russia. Seems like I open every show at least once or twice with that, right? What do we know now? What are the new facts? We don't know much, actually. Just the investigation is continuing, right? So that investigation continues. The Trump lawyer is saying that Donald Trump Jr.'s Russia meeting was legal, period. So President Trump's lawyer is trying to distance everybody from this scrutinizing that's happening with Junior. Now they're talking about, is there links to the Kremlin? But that's not new news. That's old news. The attorney, of course, is Jay Sekulow, who says the press didn't know about the meeting that his oldest son had. The younger Trump released emails earlier this week showing that he sought damaging information about Hillary Clinton's campaign, even though he was told it would come from the Russian government. So is there a violation of the law? That's the thing. Who knows, right? Drip, drip, drip. It's damaging information? Yeah, but is it illegal? That's the key. Is it illegal, and what specifics are in there that are tanking him? Members of Congress say they want testimony from Donald Trump Jr. and others involved in the Trump Tower meeting, which also includes former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner, who's the president's son-in-law and a White House key senior advisor. So if real evidence is coming forward that can't be ignored, okay, then fine. Then they're going to get, that's part of the Sunday swirl, and that's what Adam Schiff said, the top Dem, as you heard, on the House Intelligence Committee, talking about that on ABC's This Week. He said others described the meeting as the clearest example of possible collusion between them, right? So no meetings with Russians, yes meetings, no collusion, is it illegal, everybody does it, you know, we don't know. What's the there? That depends. Here's the bottom line. Look, if they wanted to testify and they pushed for the testimony and they do a subpoena thing, well, let's see what happens. You know, that's what the deal is. Donald Trump, the press, tweeted out, Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Don is being scorned by the fake news media. That's what he threw out there. Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who's the first to go? Will anybody bite the dust because of all these allegations? Jared Kushner? Don Jr.? I don't know. I mean, we already had a couple casualties. Will there be more casualties as a result of that? Only the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, can answer that question. He's the special counsel. He's looking into it. So whatever they have or is believed to be there, that has to come forward. Specifics, not broad strokes that don't tell us anything. Then we'll know. If they have it, they have it. But what are the specific links? It's like I keep saying the same thing over and over again. I mean, great. But let's see the evidence then. If it's there, it's there. But it doesn't seem like it. It just seems like there's more. Maybe it just seems like there's more stalling. And maybe it's because there has to be more of the investigation has to continue, I guess. Some squirming is definitely going on. Ooh, serious squirmage. But just because they're squirming doesn't mean they're going to balk, doesn't mean they're going to blink, doesn't mean Don Jr. is going to spill the beans. I mean, it doesn't. Just when you thought you've seen everything, watch your data. How about this story that I saw over the weekend, that there could be a $1,400 iPhone? Oh, yes, it's true. I'm going to have to be speaking a lot to get a $1,400 iPhone. Right? 10th anniversary iPhone. It's supposed to be massively redesigned, packed with state-of-the-art technology, and they're saying, really honestly, it could sell for $1,200 to $1,400. Will people pay that kind of money for an iPhone? Would you pay that kind of money for an iPhone? Does it dance and sing at the same time? Does it make hamburgers? I don't know. Even if I had the do-re-mi, am I spending that on a phone? What kind of storage? See, this is the thing. I think it's going to have massive storage. If it has massive storage, there will be massive interest in it. Because it's all about the storage. How many pictures, how many gig, you know that. If it has that, then maybe some people will pay, you know, maybe some people will pay that amount. But I'm just kind of thinking, that's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to pay for an iPhone. I'll say it again. Does it make me French fries? Oh, that sounds good right now. French fries. You know, when you're watching your weight, almost anything sounds good that's super fattening. Greasy French fries, my favorite, because I'm a salt freak. I don't know why I digressed into this, but I know many of you write me notes about what you're doing, and it seems like we either fall into the category of sweet or salt. Sweet or salt. I'm definitely the salt chick. All right, one thing that I am very excited about, and I've just marked my calendar for this because I know I forget things, and I hope you don't forget, and I'm going to remind you. But the best, ready for this, the best solar eclipse ever is coming August 21st. It's going to start on the West Coast in Oregon, a lot of you listening to us in Portland. The eclipse is going to trace a 67-mile wide path east across the country, finally exiting the East Coast in South Carolina. The path of totality, I love that, the path of totality. Sounds like a book, in which the moon's shadow sweeps across the Earth's surface, will cross parts of 12 states. What are the 12 states? Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina. I think I'm going to be in South Carolina, so I might get a chance to see that. Total eclipse starts in Oregon at 10:16. Be ready for that. Some of the larger cities directly in the path are Nashville, Greenville, Columbia, Charleston, South Carolina, where I think I'm going to be. So I'm very excited about that because I will get to see the eclipse. And I know there's something about seeing the eclipse. When I was a kid, I loved it when they talked to us about the seeing the eclipse. And we had to make a little crazy box thing where you couldn't look directly into the sun because your eyeballs were going to be burned out. Or at least that's what you thought. Will my eyes really burn, Mom? I remember asking her that. Look into the box. Don't look directly at the sun. And I didn't, because I was scared to death. I thought my eyes were going to catch on fire. And I think other kids my age, and I was really young, thought the same thing. Because we were told over and over again, don't look into the sun. But to see the really cool big eclipse, that'd be sweet. And you people in Oregon, you're getting the first crack at it, and then it comes across those states that I mentioned. Remember, August 21st. 21st. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And don't we know it? How about this? A 100-year-old Iowa World War II vet honors a West Point graduate grandson. I love me this story. Yep, that's true. John New, a month shy of his 101st birthday, rose from his wheelchair on a Monday night in front of the Iowa World War II Memorial, steadied himself on his walker. His grandson, Joe Anchundo, took a knee beside him. He wore his U.S. Army dress blues with sharp creases in the pants. That was described in the article I read. Anyway, he wanted his parents to be there, his grandparents to be there when he got his pin. And sure enough, how about that? So, I love this story. I just love this story, how symbolic it was, and to see them, and to see the husband and wife, the grandparents, in their unis during World War II, and then to see the grandson, wow, very cool. And it seems like service runs deep into this family, because the grandson, the father, the grandparents all served in the military, so pretty cool. Yeah, and both grandparents alive. Louise New, 96 years old, was a nurse during World War II, pinned a second lieutenant's bar to the uniform of her grandson, so there was another one. They both pinned them. I think that's really cool. He was a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. That service, thank you very much, running very deep in that family. about Roger Federer? Comes up with his 8th Wimbledon win and his 19th career Grand Slam. This guy is unstoppable. Seriously. I feel blessed to have seen him play about 15 times. At 35 years old, he is just still in the game. Who knows how long he'll play, but it is fun to see him win. Marin Cilic from Croatia went down 6-3, 6-1, 6-4 in the final at the hands of Roger Federer. Those are some good numbers. I like those numbers. This is a sad number, although it's a life well lived, I think, from everything that I've read, and certainly career-wise, definitely. Martin Landau, dead at the age of 89. He won an Oscar for a film he starred in, Ed Wood. He was playing Bela Lugosi, and that was back in 1994. He was in a lot of movies as a character actor. He was in Crimes and Misdemeanors, Tucker, The Man in His Dream. He was in Mission Impossible when it was on TV. He had just done a movie with Paul Sorvino, The Last Poker Game. Anyway, Martin Landau, so handsome as he was younger, but even as he aged, he still looked pretty darn good. Like I say, a life well lived. I was reading some tweets from Hollywood about him. Marlene Matlin said, so sad to read about the passing of Martin Landau, a great talent with a kind heart, always so warm to me. I will miss you. RIP. Dana Delaney from China Beach, China Beach and a lot of different television shows, said the ladies always love Martin Landau, and with a good reason, a full life. And that's what I would say. He had a full life based on everything that I've read about him. So, RIP. Rest in peace. More numbers for you. How about this? I just was at Epcot, and it was pretty fun, I have to admit. I was on a ride called Soaring, and this ride is a ride where you feel like you're flying over Paris, you're flying in Africa. It's the craziest thing. I can't even describe it right, but I wrote it twice, and I just was blown away. So Epcot is getting a makeover. They say it's going to be Disney-fied, a roller coaster and a Ratatouille-themed ride, part of the new attractions that are going to be infused into the culture. They're going to have major storytelling and immersive experiences at other parks because they want to try to maximize fans' familiarity with its movies. Well, that makes sense, right? Because that's the whole idea of Disney. So more Disney characters in the park. People forget Epcot opened in 1982, and the idea was running a permanent world nationalism. It definitely does. And it's twice the size of the Magic Kingdom, Disney's main park in Orlando. But it gets fewer visitors. But they saw what happened when fans went to see Frozen, a water ride attraction based on the hit movie after it opened last year. So they want to put attractions in there. And that's what the whole idea is. So it'll be a different park from the one that I just was in. Because it's not really like that now. It really does have that international flavor, and it doesn't feel Disney-ish. It'll feel more Disney-ish once they do that. How about this? I was reading a story about taking smartphones or tablets into the bathroom, and then people who lie about using smartphones and tablets in the bathroom. Have you used your gadgets while brushing your teeth, after you shower, or any of that other stuff? They did a survey and found that nearly 90% of people use their phones in the bathrooms. We can't even go to the bathroom without our phones anymore. Here's the thing. I heard this from somebody at the Apple store. that more people drop their phones in toilets or bathtubs or whatever, and that's when they come in and they have to get new phones. They try the rice trick, but then it doesn't work because they waited too long or it just doesn't work. But I would be worried about the germs touching your phones and everything else. Ooh. You got to wipe those phones down once in a while, right? There was a story, too, and I guess it's a true story, about in Texas a teenage girl dying from electrocution when she was using her smartphone in the bathtub while it was charging. There have been a few of those stories that have resurfaced, although it's got to be very rare. Don't do that with things that are plugged in. A 2011, there's a big number for you, study from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine found one out of every six smartphones contained fecal matter. Ugh, that's gross. Yeah, I think you need to wipe your phones down, wipe your hands off. Don't even go into a bathroom with your phone if you can help it. If you can't, you can't, but oh, man. Take 5 seconds to be off the phone. See, it's that problem again of constantly checking the phone, that you can't even have a 10-minute break without being on the phone. What do we do without iPhones? What did we do when we were constantly connected? Did we actually have conversation? I swear I think we did. We actually conversed somehow, some way. We figured out how we could have a conversation with the person near us. Maybe the person we were with. There's a novel idea. Oh, you're out with somebody and you're going to actually have a conversation? Yeah. Great. Have a conversation. Oh, my goodness. Oh, nutty. How about this quickly? It was a real-life case of Jesus taking the wheel. A truck carrying scrap metal tried to exit State Road 528 on its way to westbound Interstate 4. Oh, in Orlando, but lost control, struck a guardrail, overturned Saturday. The wreck sent a huge pipe over the side of the exit ramp and onto a 2003 Pontiac minivan traveling below, crushing its roof and practically flattening the vehicle on the driver's side, but everything turned out okay. Jesus was at the wheel. That was the van driver's name. Jesus Escobar from Orlando survived the crash with only minor injuries. That is nice, considering what happened. The driver of the truck, only minor injuries as well. The Florida Highway Patrol troopers described the scene as amazing. I know this area. The ramp onto westbound, I just was there, westbound I-4 from State Road 528 was closed for several hours. They had to remove the scrap metal from the roadway. Pretty nasty crash. I actually took a look at it. Forbes Books at Bedtime next on ATN.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, welcome back to Forbes Books at Bedtime. I'm here with Greg Stebbin, of course. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
We have a tremendous guest. I can't tell you. I walked into the Ritz and so many people ran up to me to tell me about this guy. And I guess they had heard through the grapevine that I was going to talk to him and you and
yes,
I were going to talk to him.
His name is Sean Henry. He's the president and chief security officer of CrowdStrike Services. And, Sean, you just gave a speech here. We're at WPO. By the way, the Women President Organization. You just gave a speech here, the cyber threat to your business and what to do. There's something weird going on here.
And what to do to understand the risks your company faces in the digital world and learn cybersecurity strategies to protect your business network.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
But
I'm glad
important.
You had 90 minutes.
I did. I've got another 90 minutes this afternoon. It's really important. I think when you're thinking about cybersecurity and the fact that everything that an organization does day in and day out, everything they produce, all their communications, everything they store in their environment is at risk. It's really the very DNA of every corporation. And here at WPO, we're talking about small, medium businesses. They are at risk because oftentimes people think that they wouldn't be targeted because they're not the major corporation. But the reality is some of these significant actors are targeting them and they're stealing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from some of these companies, and that's really something that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, because of that, do you think that, as you say, Sean, you don't think you're going to be the victim because you're not big, you're not Microsoft, you're not one of these big companies, so I'm just too small for that. How much money has been lost? How many people have had their businesses in turmoil and chaos because of this?
It's a widespread threat, and there are company companies that I've been to, some of the most significant companies that you would expect would have the right security in place and they'd be able to protect themselves, but they've been victimized. Part of it is because the networks are so vast and there are so many opportunities for an adversary to actually get into the environment, and there's no good way oftentimes for companies to actually detect the attack. So in other words, they put their defenses in place, but the adversaries are able to get by the defenses. With enough time and effort, they'll get in, and then the companies are not doing anything to detect what's happened behind the firewall. And when you've got an adversary that's in the environment for days or weeks or months completely undetected, something bad's going to happen.
So I would also guess, I mean, we're kind of talking about the idea that small to medium-sized companies think, well, it's not going to happen to me because they're going to target the big guys. I'm also guessing that part of that attitude is, well, how would they ever find me versus someone else? And my understanding, and I hope you'll explain this if I'm right, is that nobody's necessarily looking for your small or medium-sized business. They're just looking for a vulnerability, and if you offer it, they're going to take it.
No, that's true, Greg. There are groups that are very, very targeted, and they're looking for specific information. So there are nation states, for example, that are targeting corporate networks looking for intellectual property or research and development. Well, if they're looking for something related to some nanotechnology or jet propulsion, they're not going to come to that small company. They're going to come to the company that actually developed that technology. Although, they might come to a small company who might be a vendor to that larger company and use that as an access.
Yeah, there was that story of, you know, they got into some company because they knew they ordered Chinese food.
That happens regularly where vendors are targeted and they might see the vendor as kind of the low-hanging fruit and the ingress into the network. But also, there are other actors out there who are not necessarily targeting specific pieces of information, but they are looking for, they're kind of the equivalent of jiggling the doorknobs, and you know, if the door is locked, they move to the next one until they find one that's open. They are looking for that. There are ways to actually scan the entire network, the internet, with very specific scripts that allow the adversary to determine which IP addresses are vulnerable, what type of operating system is running at a particular IP address, are there known vulnerabilities, and then they run exploits against those vulnerabilities just to get in. And once they have a foothold, who knows where it takes them.
Right. Oh, boy. So what are a couple of quick little things people listening across the United States can do who are in a position of owning one of these companies to protect themselves?
First of all, they have to take this seriously, that it's a legitimate threat to their organization. I tell companies all the time, this is a business risk. Just like any other business that you're in, you're looking at expanding or coming up with a new product line or doing a merger or an acquisition of another company. This is a risk just like that. So companies need to figure that out and take that seriously. Secondly, they need to make sure that they've got somebody who's paying attention to their network and actually looking on their network regularly for anomalous behavior. That includes people who are patching the system and updating and upgrading the systems. Oftentimes what we see is companies that are exploited where there are known vulnerabilities, and in many cases the vulnerabilities have been in place for months or years, and if you just fix that vulnerability, the exploit wouldn't work against it. And the adversaries, we make it easy sometimes for the adversaries because we essentially leave the front door open. So making sure you're patching your networks, making sure you've got people that are paying attention, you're training your people. One thing I tell people all the time is you've got to identify where your critical assets are in your environment, and then you've got to keep duplicates of those databases, your most important pieces of information, because what we're seeing adversaries do now is to encrypt databases and then extort companies in order to provide the keys to decrypt the data. And so having a duplicate copy, you know, you want to first try to protect it, but if you can't protect it, if you've got a duplicate copy, at least you can help to reconstitute your environment. So there's a whole host of things. We could talk for many hours about it, but I think the most important is people paying attention.
And do you find that companies want you to tell them that if we do X, it's a set it and forget it solution and we're done?
There's no such thing in this space as set it and forget it, because you know, the enterprises, the networks themselves are like living, breathing organisms. You've got a company that has 100 employees or 1,000 employees or 100,000 employees. Every single day there are changes to the environment, right? There's people who get fired. There's people who get hired. There are servers that go out of business and you bring new things online. So it's constantly changing, and you've got to have people who are paying attention to that. The the second piece is what I call being proactive in the environment, and that in addition to having your necessary defenses in place, your firewalls and dual-factor authentication, you've got to have good, strong passwords, you're using encryption, you've got standard best practices in place to defend. Beyond that, you've got to proactively hunt in your environment, constantly looking for indicators that an adversary is there or something nefarious has happened or is happening. And so it's never set it and forget it. It's constantly being proactive, being aware, being alert. Not unlike a building. You know, you don't put up the front gate and then walk away and say, we're secure. You've got security guards, you've got cameras, you've got people who are walking through the building.
Yeah.
Constantly attentive to what's occurring and looking for anomalous behavior. Someone's out there to hurt you.
Why do you think people don't pay enough attention to this, Sean? Because certainly, my gosh, anytime anybody gets hacked into, just in general, the government, a big company, everybody talks about it. It's the buzz at the water cooler. Why do they not pay attention?
You know, there still are people who have this sense that, you know, can't happen to me. It's complex sometimes, and I think people sometimes are afraid of it. They shy away. Like anything, unless it happens to you or somebody nearby you, I think people just are not paying enough attention. Now, that is changing, and I'm seeing many more corporations. There are a lot of boards of directors that are getting much more engaged. They're holding people accountable. We've seen attempts to actually have board members removed because there was a perception that the board failed in its fiduciary responsibility. So that has gotten people's attention. There's been some lawsuits, so the liability piece has gotten people's attention. So it is starting to change, but I'm still amazed when I see people who say, it's not that important.
You know, it's funny you talk about boards. I've been doing a lot of work lately on getting people on boards, and I just came back from something, a big conference in Houston. One of the things they said in the energy industry is they were actually looking for young blood, because the perception is you have older people on boards who are retired and have this great lineage and history in business, but getting younger people who know cybersecurity, who know social media even, so that the corporations protect themselves from that. But it's, having said that, they're not really doing it, but that's a good idea.
No,
that,
you're absolutely right. I work periodically with the National Association of Corporate Directors, and I go in and I actually talk to boards about the risks here, and I've been on a board before, done some advisory work. I understand the kind of the thought process about getting some younger people who understand the technology. Again, I think it's really important to focus on the risk. This is a business risk. You do not have to be a technologist to understand that there are liabilities here and that there are ways you can be paying attention. I think having some outside advisors are important, some organizations, trusted partners that you work with to get really down in the weeds, into the ones and the zeros. But understanding this risk and understanding this threat and that you are being targeted is absolutely first step. Boards of directors are a great place to start.
Yeah.
We're talking with Sean Henry. He's the President and Chief Security Officer of CrowdStrike Services. Where does your company fit into this? What kinds of services do you find yourself offering and that your clients need?
So CrowdStrike is a security technology company. We actually have put in a network sensor. It actually sits on all the endpoints in an environment, desktops, laptops, servers, and that's monitoring any real anomalous behavior. Oftentimes, adversaries are able to get a piece of malware into an environment, and they move freely through the environment until they get to the crown jewels. Our technology actually identifies the behavior and is able to detect it before it's able to take root, essentially, and allows organizations to mitigate the consequences of the attack. And that's at a very high level. It's really really cool technology that provides great visibility and allows companies to recognize bad things are happening. We do professional services, compromise assessments, penetration testing, tabletop exercises, and unfortunately we have to do incident response where a company has been breached, they've lost a lot of data, they're suffering, they're bleeding, and we'll come in and we'll really help walk them through that process, get them over that hurdle, and help them to prepare their network so that they've got the resiliency they need going forward.
Wow, amazing. We could talk for 5 hours about this. Sean Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
First edition of My Friend's Son Knows More About Cars Than I Do. Everybody who listens to America Tonight knows that I really love cars. I like to go to car shows, but I am attracted to the shiny objects, and I know nothing about the engines or anything else about the cars. In fact, a lot of our male listeners are very disappointed because they feel like I know politics, business, and sports that are usually not as much feminine or female things. So that's kind of the magnet for me, kind of the draw. I've got Donovan Cashin with me, who is going to fill in the blanks for me because he is my friend's son and knows everything that you can imagine about cars, or knows a lot, let's put it that way. So Donovan, let me ask you this question. Your mom, of course, has expensive taste, obviously, because every time I come to your house, there's a new car, some exotic car, some whatever. I think you have a Range Rover now and a Tesla. And the Tesla attracts attention, but I think a lot of people don't really understand what a Tesla is. So first of all, welcome, and what can you tell us about a Tesla?
Thank you for having me, Ms. Delaney.
A Tesla, they're an electric vehicle pretty much. It's all electric. It runs on a kilowatt battery power system. All four-wheel drive cars. They're really quite amazing, in fact. You plug into your wall every night. It costs about $7 to fill it up. Never have to go to a gas station or get your oil changed ever again. It's pretty amazing.
So what if you wanted to go on a road trip with your mom to, because I bet she's a big road tripper person, what if you wanted to drive across the country? How would you find those charging stations? Are they all over the place?
Luckily, Tesla has thought of that. There's something called the supercharge system, which on just about all Model S and X cars, you can go across the country. In most major locations, there is a spot where you can plug in, and it takes about 30 minutes to charge the car from zero to full. You can also socialize with other Tesla owners while you're there. They have overnight stops as well.
Did you have anything to do with the choice of the Tesla? Did you ask to get a Tesla? Anything like in it was in your background that you said, I like these Teslas and they're asking me because I like cars what we should get? Did you have any hand in this?
I had a little bit of influence in there for helping the car decision. She was originally going to go with a new minivan, but luckily we did not go down that route.
Wait a second. She was going to go with a minivan that probably cost a lot less than a Tesla, and then she went toward the Tesla. So what was your influence? You must have had a lot of influence on your mother.
Well, not as much as the car driving. She took out a Model S when they first came out, and she just fell in love with the platform, and that same day we ordered a Tesla, and 2 years later, here we are.
Wow. Okay, so you like the Tesla. I've ridden in it. I have another friend that has a Tesla, believe it or not. You and I were talking off the air about that, and it turns out it's the same Tesla, which I can hardly believe. And the thing that I like about it, as somebody who doesn't know much about the car, is that it rides really smooth. It's really, really quiet. What do you really, really like about it the best?
It has massive amounts of power. That's one of my favorite things because I'm a kid and I love stuff that goes fast. The car, to its electric motor, produces almost 700 horsepower, which is rivaling some of the fastest cars in the world, from Ferrari to Lamborghini. Also the instant torque on the car, since there is no drivetrain loss, you can go immediately and all the torque is there instead of having a buildup, which makes the cars a lot faster than most.
Yeah. When your mom pulls up to pick you up at school or take you somewhere, do people ask you about the car?
Surprisingly not, unless the back door's open. The car from the outside, most people won't really know what it is. It looks like another SUV, but when the back doors are actually Falcon doors, so they call it that because they're kind of gullwing style and they're double hinged. That's why they can maneuver inside parking garages and around parked cars.
Wow, very cool. All right, so I told you ahead of time there was a couple of cars that I really, really like, and one of them, I don't know why, I like Mercedes. I used to have a Mercedes a long time ago when I lived in California, and of course it broke down all the time, but I still liked it, and I like this SL450 Roadster. What can you tell me about that? Would that be a good investment for me if I end up not getting a car deal and I have to get a car?
Yeah, I've had the experience to ride in the more fast version of that. My grandmother actually owned the bit quicker version of the SL550, which surprisingly enough has a big V8 in there and was a nice two-seater. They're really nice looking cars.
So your grandmother had a Mercedes? I mean, your family, they're like car hounds. Well, you should start a television show, the Cash and Car Hounds or something, right? So your grandmother had a Mercedes and drove around in that?
Yes, she at 79 was putting around town in that in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. She used to refer to it as her new Datsun. That's what she'd tell people. Yeah, it's the new Datsun. We nicknamed her Rolling Thunder because she, whatever she wanted in the car world, she got.
Wow, how about that? All right, so another car that I like that I'm sure, I mean, as you know, my side gig is speaking, and I pass the hat if I'm going to get this car. I'm going to have some luck of the Irish going on to get a Bentley Flying Spur. But I love this car. It is not cheap, but is it worth the investment?
Yeah, these cars, the Bentley Flying Spur in particular, the big four-door model that Bentley comes out with besides the Mulsanne, it is
very expensive is the cost of most houses. And it is all our cars put together and then some. All right, so did you hear that, listeners of America Tonight? Call up now. It's a money bomb. Please donate to the cause. I'll get an America Tonight flying Bentley flying spur and I'll drive around the country. But is it a good car? If you have the money and you get it, as far as the engine, is it good?
Yes, it has a W12 motor. It's kind of shared with Bugatti, which you might recognize. They make the fastest car in the world, the Veyron and Chiron. But the flying spur, besides being very powerful, is also very comfortable. It has over 16, I believe, hides that are put into one interior alone.
Wow. Sweet. 16 hides? Explain that.
Just about, so that's how many cow hides go in. And they're all very meticulously chosen out. They highlight the bad areas and they cut it out, like the little imperfections. A lot of car companies are starting to do this. You can have any color leather you want and any exterior you would like.
Wow. If you could have any car you want, I mean, obviously the Tesla, you like it, but any car, what would be your car?
I'm a Porsche fan, personally. I'd take a Porsche 911 Turbo.
Yay!
It has a flat six motor, pumping out over 500 horsepower. That's all I need.
So, and because you come from this car family, when you're 18, are you going to ask for one?
I would ask for one. I do not expect to receive one, though. It's a little bit out of a first driver's budget. I think I'd be more affordable to have a Honda Civic rather than a Porsche.
There you go. I'll sell you my car. When I get this Bentley Flying Spur, you can have mine. It runs great, and it looks great inside. No problem. When we talk about cars, when you talk about your interest in cars, I know that you do this thing where you grab the cannolis or something, and you go down and look at cars. Am I wrong about it? Is there like a cannoli car thing? What's that?
Yes. There was a special event called Cars and Cannoli, which here in Dallas, this is where we're doing this interview. There, you can, if you, as long as you have an exotic car, you have to send for an invite to be invited to the special airstrip down in Addison, which is just on the outskirts. And almost all the exotic cars you could ever imagine, from SUVs to Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Porsches, Koenigseggs even. We had a Veyron one time. There's everything you could ever imagine.
Wow.
It's a dream.
Wow. And so do a lot of people go to this? I would bet it's crowded, right? A lot of different people?
Surprisingly, only the car owners can get in. Only the people that can fit in, and some photographers that are let in by the thing. So it's a much more relaxed, chill event, and there aren't so many people around. It's not a big crowd show.
Wow. So do you take pictures of cars?
Yes, I do that on the side. I also buy and sell cars for dealerships around the Dallas area.
Wait a second. You buy and sell cars? Explain that.
So I have connections through, since I've been going to these car events for years and years and years, I've been able to meet people, and whenever they've tried to sell their cars, I usually go to car dealerships as well and look at their fancy cars. So I've met people on both sides, and when some person says, I want to sell their car, and a dealership is looking to buy a car, then I put the two together.
Wow, pretty impressive. Will you come back and teach us some more?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. This was excellent. Very good. Very nice. I'm interested in the cannolis and the cars. I'm going to find a way to get myself in there. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you for having me.
Live out on an island, don't need anything with eyes there.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.